WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a more chill and confident life. Ever feel like you're stuck in a mental loop of negativity? Like that inner critic just would shut up? You know, the one that whispers doubts, throws shade on your accomplishments, and makes you second guess everything you do. Yeah, we've all been there. It's like having this tiny gremlin sitting on your shoulder, constantly spewing negativity. Well, guess what? Today, we're tackling head-on that pesky inner critic and learning how to silence those negative whispers for good. Because let's be real, negative self-talk can seriously mess with our mojo. It can sabotage our confidence, hold us back from pursuing our dreams, and leave us feeling downright miserable. But here's the good news. You don't have to be a victim of your own thoughts. We can learn to recognize those negative patterns, challenge them, and replace them with more empowering beliefs. Think of it like this. Your brain is a muscle, and just like any muscle, it gets stronger with practice. So let's flex that mental muscle and build ourselves up. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you silence the inner critic and cultivate a more positive inner voice. First things first, awareness is key. You gotta know your enemy, right? Pay attention to those negative thoughts. What triggers them? When do they pop up most often? Recognizing the patterns is the first step in breaking free. Next up, challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this thought? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, those negative thoughts are just distorted perceptions or exaggerated fears. By questioning them, you can start to see things more clearly. Think of it like a detective investigating a case. You wouldn't just accept the first piece of evidence as proof, would you? You dig deeper, look for inconsistencies, and seek out alternative explanations. Do the same with those negative thoughts. Thirdly, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. We all make mistakes, we all have moments of doubt, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself some encouragement and support. Remember, you're human. Think of it like this. Imagine your inner critic is having a bad day. Would you yell at them or try to understand what's making them act up? Probably the latter, right? Approach those negative thoughts with the same compassion and understanding. Fourth, focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Take some time to reflect on what you're good at, what makes you proud, and what brings you joy. Remind yourself of your accomplishments and celebrate your successes, big or small. Think of it like a highlight reel of your life showcase those amazing moments. It's easy to get caught up in our shortcomings, but remembering our strengths can help shift our focus to the positive. Finally, surround yourself with positive influences. Spend time with people who support you, encourage you, and believe in you. Limit your exposure to negativity, whether it's from toxic relationships or constant doom scrolling on social media. Think of it like building a fortress around your mind that only the good vibes in. The people we choose to spend our time with have a profound impact on our thoughts and beliefs. You know those moments when you're about to give a presentation and that voice in your head starts whispering, "What if you mess up? What if everyone thinks you're an idiot?" I've been there, trust me. It's like my brain was determined to sabotage my success. But then, I started practicing these techniques, challenging those negative thoughts, focusing on my strengths, and visualizing a successful presentation. And guess what? It worked. That inner critic still pops up sometimes, but now I have the tools to deal with it. Instead of letting fear control me, I can choose to respond with confidence and resilience. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all have that inner critic lurking around, but with a little awareness and effort, we can silence those negative whispers and unlock our full potential. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you overcome negative self-talk and criticism. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let those negative voices hold you back from living your best life. Challenge those thoughts, practice self-compassion, focus on your strengths, and surround yourself with positive influences. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from these insights. Together, we can create a world where everyone feels empowered to silence their inner critic and shine bright. Until next time, keep it chill, keep it real, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.